Welcome to Shalom Achshav and the Daf Shir sponsor Leinishma Sarim Biyakov Shalom and Labas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Davov. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the sugya that the Sukkah requires Shtei Tfanos Kiel Chosom. Two walls should be the minimum shear of a Sukkah, which we pass get to be 7 Tvachim, each wall 7 Tvachim. V'shlishis Afilu Tefach. And the third wall could be even 1 Tefach. That's good enough, and that's part of the halach Moshe Messina of Sukkah, that the Sukkah needs to be two walls, and the third wall can be only a tefach, at least according to one man d'Omar. The Arizal famously says that the idea of having two full walls and one small wall regarding Sukkahs is because before we get to Sukkahs, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or the time of Din, of judgment, where things are strict, but when we get to Sukkot, that's when you turn to be V'iminoi techapkeni. The pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu will hug us with his right hand, and that hug is reflected in the Sukkah, the love of Kadosh Baruch Hu to us. Says the Arizal, when you hug with your hand, so your hand surrounds the one you're hugging, speaks about the wife that you hug. So the hand, you have the arm, you have the forearm, and then you have the hand. The arm and the forearm are two long pieces of the body. The hand is a small one. That's the idea of shtayim kiel chosom v'achas afilu tefach. It's a shape of the arm surrounding the body. Two long tfanois and one small one. The arm, the forearm, and the hand. That's what this represents. And this connects beautifully with what's brought down. If you saw him, this Fasema speaks about it as well, that the idea of the Shtayim Kiel Chosom Achas Afilu Tefach is the shape of the letter Hey. Because Hey is two long arms and one small one. Right? Two Kavim and one small. So even though in the Hey, the small Kav is not connected to the Dalet, but and here, in Poshup Shah and the Gemara over here, it is connected, but it comes to represent the shape of hay. And the Gemara tells us the reason Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the letter hay is to give a place for the Baal Tshuva to come back in the space in between. There's a place for Baal Tshuva to come back. So Sukkah is the place of the Baal Tshuva to come back. After Yom Kippur, we had Kapara. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu hugs us and brings us back, accepting our Tshuva. That's the idea of Sukkahs. And we'll conclude this idea with what the Mo'ori Naim says. The Mo'ori Naim explains that the two tfanois, one is for keneged chesed, one is keneged din, and then the third small one is keneged rachamim. These are the three midos of the avos. And to explain what he means a little differently than what he writes, the Ma'aral says that what is chesed all about? Chesed is about the giver. The more the giver, the more perfect the giver is, the more perfect the chesed is. The chesed has nothing to do with the receiver. Chesed, as the Gemara says, is given for ashirim and for aniyim, for rich and for poor equally. Because a baal chesed, if someone wants to give, it doesn't care to who he's giving. You're focusing on the giver. On the other hand, you have din. Din is judgment. Judgment means you look at the receiver, and you look at the receiver only. He doesn't get more than what he deserves. He gets exactly what he earned. So there's none more or less than what he has. Rachamim, on the other hand, is you're looking at the receiver, but you're getting a little more than what he deserves because the giver is a baal rachamim. He has mercy. When a person gives a poor man, it's not because the poor man deserves his money, but the mercy says give him a little bit more than what he deserves. Says the Mo'ori Naim, the two tfanois are full, the full length of the sukkah. Chesed represents exactly what the giver is, and I don't care about the receiver, so it's the full length of the giver, not more than what he is. It is what he is. The din represents the receiver, exactly who he is, doesn't get more. But rachamim represents that you have over here a receiver, that he's very small, but he's getting credit for more. That tefach, you look at it, that's good enough for a full daifin. That's good enough to be in exchange of a daifin. So even though it's only a tefach, you give him more credit. That's the whole idea of rachamim, of mercy. And we know that Sukkot is connected to Yaakov Avinu, represents rachamim. So this brings all that together. The time of Sukkot is the time that we appreciate and enjoy the tshuva. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is accepting our tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a hug, as the Arizal says. We have the letter Hey to represent tshuva. We have your rachamim that's represented in the third wall, that you get more than what you deserve. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.